Vacant. What time is it?
Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love every day.
Sure. So, you want to get high and listen to some record?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please. I think you're on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused. I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know?
Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. It's a Wednesday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda with you for the first segment of the show. We're expecting Jeff to arrive for the second segment. We're expecting me to leave after the third segment. I won't be back for any more segments after that. You ready? Did you catch all that?
So what am I doing here?
You're here for every segment.
Oh, everyone's so lucky.
It is their lucky
they
day.
They only get you for half a show, Jeff for part of a show, but I'm here all day.
It's a pretty good deal for you.
For me. Oh, for everyone
and for
else.
The listeners, certainly.
For everyone else.
Ah, they're ecstatic. Boy, it got cold on us today, didn't it?
It didn't. It's supposed to be like 57 tomorrow again. Makes sense, right?
I was a little taken aback when I jaunted outside this morning.
Well, you can't jaunt outside right
now. Didn't think it would be that cold, but it's a little cold. A little cold at the baskets for the Shockers last night. We'll talk about all this. I want to start with K-State. Last night I was knee-deep in college basketball. My wife was at a Christmas party, so I finally had the TV to myself.
Oh, jeez.
She'll love that.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's our anniversary, so happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary to you guys.
Yeah. So I watched a lot of Carolina-Florida. That game got out of hand, and then Carolina made a comeback, and Florida ended up winning it. I watched a lot of Drake-Kansas State. Because I was intrigued, I hadn't seen K-State, and I'd only seen a little bit of Drake, and Drake went up 20 very early in that game, and so I kind of went back to the Florida-North Carolina game, and then, lo and behold, K-State makes a comeback. They get it tied. That game goes into overtime. Drake finally wins it 73-70. Really good game up at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. But here's K-State taking it on the chin to Valley member Drake, and then a couple of the K-State players and coaches lamenting the blowback on social media because now we're in the age of the NIL, you know. So
right.
Some of these players are getting paid, some of them substantially, and fans are a little bit up in arms at their team and at their teams. In general, all across college sports, this is where we are, folks. We're treating college sports like professional sports, and you're going to get blowback, even more blowback. You've always gotten blowback. I mean, what social media is.
Well, that's what social media is, and if you want to get paid the sums of money, some of these guys are going to get paid. Don't be surprised when you get blowback.
Get off social media.
Or get off it. It's really easy. I can tell you how.
You're not on it.
Delete, delete, delete. And I still know everything that's going on. Maybe don't catch it right away, but I'll figure it out. And I don't understand why there's...
Wait, you know everything that's going on?
Well, someone usually tells me at some point. I just don't need to know it immediately.
Gotcha.
But I don't understand why these players are like, well, they're getting blowback social media. Why are we... What do you expect? Like, what do you expect? Do you expect everyone to just say, oh, it's okay. It's okay, K-State, that you haven't won a meaningful game yet this year.
And you can be a good fan and still raise concerns about your team or your players. I'm sorry, man. This is what it is. This is the reality of the world. And we got to develop even thicker skin. Because this is what we want college sports to be, apparently. Apparently, I didn't vote for it,
well,
but this is where we are.
We all knew this was, it. I mean, we talked about this before, and when NIL, just before it started. This is what it was going to turn into.
It's going to be there with high school sports. We're forcing kids to grow up too fast. We're putting too much pressure on them at far too early of an age. We've created year-round participation, travel. We've completely, and this is no shock, the longer we are alive as Homo sapiens, the bigger hole we dig for ourselves.
Oh yeah, we got started with a little pickaxe and kind of went to a shovel, and now we're at a backhoe. And pretty soon it's just going to be
we're
gone.
At a what?
That's we started digging a little bit, and then got a bigger shovel. Then we got a backhoe. Then we got
backhoe. I didn't. I thought that was a Canadian word. Backhoe.
Backhoe.
You said it very quickly.
And that's how it works. And are we ever going to fill it in? No, we'll just keep digging deeper because it's just what we do continuously.
Well, here we are. Everything. I don't think you can go back. And I think if K-State wants to avoid this kind of social media criticism, then they need to win the game, unfortunately. I mean,
well, is it unfortunate? I mean, just you got to win some games.
I'm not a big fan. They
haven't beat anybody this year.
I'm a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals, right? That's my team.
We are well aware.
I, at times, have gotten on social media to criticize some aspects of the Cardinals, particularly John Mozeliak, their president of baseball operations. I'm not one who gets on and criticizes players for the most part. I'm just not one who does that. I have too much respect for the player. And I know I have some degree of an idea about what they've gone through and what they're going through and how hard it is to be a professional athlete, right?
Right.
So it's not, and maybe it's because of my background in sports, so it's really not in my realm to get on social media and criticize a player.
Okay.
I don't do that.
No, everybody's
different. I personally
different.
Don't do that.
I get it. Yeah.
But some do. Some do. I don't agree with it, but it is the world in which we live. That's where we are as a society now with college sports.
Yes.
And my advice, I mean, they should be teaching classes in all this. They every college athlete should be subjected to training. Here's what's going to happen. You're in the NIL world now, and we pay you guys. You earn money to play at this university. Along with that comes the responsibility of rising above the criticism you're undoubtedly going to receive on social media platforms. You have to ignore it. I'd almost make a rule that you can't be on social media if we're paying you NIL money.
Well, that would make more sense. I mean, it's great to hear the good things, but the problem is that you're probably going to hear more in your situation about the bad things than you are the good. Because even if your team wins, you have an off night, they're going to say, oh, he was terrible tonight.
All you got to do is scroll Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's not a lot. There are some people who will go out of their way to praise. But there are many, many more people who will go out of their way to defame or destruct or criticize.
100%.
That's just human nature, unfortunately.
Is it human nature, though? Like,
unfortunately,
is that human
I said,
nature?
Yes, it is.
But it shouldn't be human nature. But I agree, it is. It is.
It is human nature.
And it's really easy to do it behind a computer screen, but not to somebody's face. Right?
Well, right, but when you're making a post on X, whether you're identified or not, you have some, you have a buffer. You're not going to get, it's just all really distasteful. And it's made me care less about college athletics than I've ever cared. And I'm talking football and men's basketball in particular.
Right.
Those are the two sports that are most affected by all this. most adversely affected. Not that the transfer portal and NIL isn't omnipresent in all walks of college athletics, but it's most present in those two sports.
Yes, I would agree.
And the day has arrived, if you're a Division I athlete and you're playing at the highest level of college basketball or football, and you don't perform up to the standards that your fan base expects, you're going to get hammered.
Absolutely.
That's the way it is. You better be tough.
Just drown out the noise. Don't listen. And the worst thing you can do is to say something back.
The worst.
Now you've started it.
Right.
And that is absolutely the worst thing you can do.
You can't get to your post-game news conference and say, they're being mean to me.
Oh, geez.
And that's what K-State did last night. Come on.
Not good.
Come on.
Not good. What for? What good does it do? Go win a game then.
And
it's that easy. Go win a game.
And
not that winning's easy, but go win a game.
And don't give me the Pollyannish, well, people need to be nicer. That's not the world. That's not our world, folks. Don't do it. You can think it, but it's not going to happen. That's not where we are in American society in 2024. It's silly. It sounds silly now.
Well, it sounds silly, but
it's not. I'm not saying it is silly to expect that. You know, if we had this kind of stuff going on at League 42 where we have kids playing and our parents were getting on social media and making, you know, light of a team or an athlete, I'd be all over them. No way. There's no way that's going to be allowed in youth baseball, in our youth sports league. It's not happening. There will be measures taken to keep that from happening. In college athletics, it's a different world. It's
well, welcome to adulthood.
Right.
You're all adults now. So you don't get coddled anymore.
And I want to be 100% clear. I hate it when fans get on social media and rip into their players and their coaches and their teams. I think it's asinine. But I'm also a realist. And I know that the players and coaches who are getting paid exorbitant amounts of money now, in many cases, right?
Yeah.
Especially the coaches, need to buckle up, man.
Yeah, you don't need to be, just let it go. Just don't talk about it. Don't answer to it. Let it go.
All right, today on the show at 2:45, Mike Furches will join us. We'll talk some pop culture. I look forward to it because I wanted to talk to somebody about the ending of Yellowstone.
I watched it.
You watched it. Well, we'll talk about it with Mike when he comes on board. Save your thoughts.
Fair enough.
I don't want to know him yet. I want to know him when we get into it.
I probably don't know him yet either, so once we get to the question.
Well, think about it.
Think about what? What are we
your
talking
thoughts.
About?
Good grief.
What? Where are we?
Somebody get on social media and rip Duda.
Go ahead. I won't see it.
That's true.
It's very true.
You won't.
Nope.
As someone who's been ripped many times in my life.
Well, so have I.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it.
Well, I used to. When I was a kid, when I was in my 20s, and they started the vlogs and stuff after a game, and guys in the dressing room would pop them up and they're like, oh, this one said about you. And I'm like, after that, that's when I stopped anything. I was
there you go.
Why am I listening to this? I found out this one person that was ripping me was a 15-year-old girl and she'd never really watched hockey before.
I must not like the way you went
about it. You got to realize, too, who is saying it.
Well, I hear you.
If you don't know who's saying it, it shouldn't bother you.
Well, any kind of fan, any
family,
kind of forum board or anything where you're not identifying yourself, you're cowards.
It's meaning. That's why I've always found it meaningless.
You're cowards when you spit it out anonymously. And that's been I've received tons of criticism on something called ShockerNet. And I'll guarantee you there's people listening right now who are on ShockerNet and who have ripped into me on that forum before. And they identify themselves as ShockFan81 or WheatHawk or something that their name never appears.
No.
And those people aren't worth the time of day to respond to. They don't matter.
Exactly.
Man, I'm getting fired up. What have you done to me?
A lot of people take that and it hurts their feelings.
Nah.
You can't let it.
Doesn't hurt my feelings. By the way, just looking at the picks, nobody's having a really good week because we all missed the bonus game. But you and Jeff, really collapsing here.
Just making it interesting.
You're right now at negative 2 points with a 2-point game riding tonight. So the best you can do is zero.
That's not terrible. There's been worse weeks.
There have been, but
I got a lead. I'm just toying with you.
Not protecting that lead very well.
It's no fun to run away with it.
Max, if he gets the cow game tonight, he will win the week. He's got eight on the Bears.
On the Bears?
Cal.
Oh, yeah, those Bears. Sinking the other Bears.
Facing UNLV. In what is a decent bowl game. It was a decent bowl game last night between Memphis and West Virginia. Typically high scoring. Nobody wants to defend in these bowl games.
No. No defense.
College football's got a lot of issues. We love the game of football. But I'll be curious to see how these playoffs go.
That's a lot of games, too, these guys are playing. Compared to usual.
I'm all for the 12-game playoff, and we have four games this weekend. And some of them go up against the NFL, which will be interesting. But we'll see. We'll make picks tomorrow. We've got all those games on the board to pick, so that'll be fun. And we've got some good NFL games coming up this week as well. Chiefs, we talked at great length about them yesterday with Patrick Mahomes and what to do with his ankle injury. These games are important for them. They do have a 2-game cushion, but Buffalo is almost a 100% lock to win its next 3 games. 2 against the Patriots, 1 against the Jets.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have Houston, Pittsburgh, Denver.
Not as easy.
They got to win 2 of those. If they don't, and Buffalo wins out, Buffalo has home field.
Right.
Mahomes has a bad ankle. Normally, you would rest him this week. No way he'd play. If Buffalo was 12-4 instead of 13-3, and the Chiefs had this thing locked up, there's no way Mahomes would play this week.
No, but he might have to. Especially when you turn around and have to play on Wednesday next week.
This is not a great situation for the Chiefs to be in.
No.
With his injury.
No, it's not. And the way they've been, you know, they're squeaking by their defense.
You know what I'd do?
Had a bunch of turnovers against Winston, which is not a shock. So I don't know.
I'd play Wentz this week and then give Mahomes a little more time to rest. Play him on the Christmas Day game, and then he's got 10 days before.
But even if he's not ready, you know what? You might not even play him that day. And if you have to go, is it better to take a bye, to try to get a bye and have your quarterback hurt to play in the first round of the playoffs? Or is it better to have him just about 100% and you have to play an extra game? What's the better way to
better,
do that?
Second one. I would rest him this week against Houston. Let Carson Wentz take this game. Even if you lose, you still got a game advantage. And if you lose and you do have the game advantage, he should be good to go on Christmas Day. And then you have 10 days between that game and the final regular season game. Rest him this week. That's what I've decided.
Did you call a front office?
I'm going to tell Andy.
I know you got him on speed dial, so you're going to shoot him a text or actually call.
All right. We're expecting Jeff to join us. Jason Duda here. We'll take a break. Don't forget the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. IHOP, the breakfast partner of Xbox, and their loaded French toast is available to all of you right now at a very good price, I might add, at IHOP.
There you go.
We'll be back. All right, we got pretty deep into K-State, not really the game, but more about the reaction on social media.
And once again, you guys were all wrong with no one here to steer you in the right direction. But
so we're going
to
talk about the Shockers now and their game last night against Kansas City, UMKC, as they like to be called.
No, they don't. They like to be called Kansas
City. And UMK, could you... Get him out of here.
Well, I don't know what they like to be called, so maybe he's right.
Were they once called UMKC last night?
Jeff Lutz has joined the show, and it's bogged down now.
Kansas City's what's on their jersey. Kansas City's what they go by.
The show's completely off the rails now because you want to come in here.
No, I'm trying to put it back on the rails.
Tell us how we were wrong.
No, that's okay. I want to talk Shockers.
I'd like to know how we were wrong.
I don't know. It just came off a little bit like victim blaming and
victim blaming.
Oh, these guys—they shouldn't care if someone curses them out. You know how the poison and the vitriol that gets spewed on social media.
Exactly.
Not to mention, these kids grew up in a world where social media is their only connection to the world, essentially. Yes, they go to school, but, man, their whole social existence is based on what goes on Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and whatever.
Not my fault.
Is that a good idea?
Not the fault of a fan.
But you
fan
have
still
to.
Still reserves the right to criticize a team, a coach. A player?
I don't know. That just comes off as so like, yeah.
If you don't play good, I'm going to get on there with it. But that is completely within the right. Are they charging money for these games?
Yes. Are people choosing to pay? And a lot of this comes from people who are just sitting and watching at home.
Okay. Does that not cost money?
Not really.
Oh, so last night.
Okay, so I pay 1/90th of my cable bill to watch this game, and that gives me the right to.
Well, it all adds up.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Listen, just because you wouldn't do it or I wouldn't do it.
It's not about not doing it. It's about
understanding. So what would you tell the fan?
Understanding. It's not about the fan. It's about the athlete. And you seem to be getting on the athlete for complaining about it.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you. And I'm telling you.
It's a road to nowhere.
This is where these young people live, is on social media.
Live somewhere else.
It does to them. It's not like an anonymous person getting on a message board and slamming them. It's real life. And they take it personally.
What are you, some young guy?
No, but I raised a daughter who is 18.
Okay.
And I understand.
I'm around kids who are
1% of her social life.
You understand what?
1% of her social life, probably. And here I am. If I understood all of it, I'd probably be even more vociferous about this. But here I am.
Sounds like we just want to coddle them.
It's not about coddling.
Man.
Again, it's not about the fan.
You want a participation medal? Here you go.
Fans are idiots, and we all understand that.
No, undoubtedly.
Especially
some
the
fans are idiots.
Ones.
Some fans are idiots. Duda?
I agree. 100%.
Does it sound like Jeff wants to maybe coddle?
No, I don't take the...
A little bit, yeah.
I don't care about the fan in this equation.
Who do you care about?
The person who's taking it online over a basketball game. And I get they're being paid for it, but we're all being paid for our jobs and labor and whatever value we bring to the table. I understand why they would take it more personally than you would.
Fans have been griping about their teams and their players and their coaches since the beginning of sports.
fine. But this is basically the first generation of athlete who has probably heard it since they were eight or whatever, or since they were in high school and was a high-profile athlete.
Bad enough, why wouldn't they get off the social media?
I just told you. This is where they live.
Okay. You haven't answered my question.
I did answer your question.
If it's that uncomfortable and it causes this much turmoil, why not just say, you know what, during the season I'm not going to be on?
Because it's more difficult.
You delete Twitter
18?
And Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram while you play your season?
Because, as I said, at 18 it's more difficult, and they're still human beings, to have a social existence without social media. It just is very difficult.
You're raising two young children yourself.
I am.
I would imagine you think Jeff's full of hogwash.
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit. I understand what you're saying. The fact that they have grown up with it and it's just about impossible to get them off. But don't you think once they're off for a while, it's probably good?
It would be great if they were off of it. But you guys just spent the first segment talking about, oh, it's unrealistic to say just be nice or treat people normal. It's unrealistic to ask a 18-year-old to get off TikTok. It's just not.
It's unrealistic?
Yes.
If it's causing them harm and they're upset?
If it's harmful to them, then they have to.
You don't know it's harmful? They grew up
with
it. What,
are they nuts? Are they dumb?
No, they're sociologically stunted in a lot of ways.
Wait a minute. Where's your degree?
Because I can't observe human behavior because I got a journalism degree.
No, do you have a degree in behavioral science?
No, but I have a degree? What do we do as journalists? Observe, right? And this is a topic that I'm fascinated by. Am I saying I have all the answers and I'm some expert?
Well, if you would have
been
social media when you played,
I can understand.
You'd have been
people.
Hammered daily.
Fine.
Get that guy out of the batter's box.
See, you got nothing.
And his imitations. Quit showing us up. Get him out of there.
But that didn't exist when I was a kid, so I escaped it. These young people cannot.
I think, dude, and I disagree with you.
So what's the?
You're giving them way too much.
What do you do then?
I don't know what you do. It's why do you have to? Why do you have to berate players on social media?
You don't have to, and it's not good when you do, but it's never going to not be the case.
Right, and it's never going to not be the case.
Then you better
on Instagram
develop a little bit.
You
yeah,
better toughen
exactly.
up.
Okay, eventually they will.
The time is now. I just said we're rushing the process.
That's okay? Asking
there's
a lot.
No more, there's no more amateurism in college football and men's college basketball.
That's
done.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's true, but you can't force an 18-year-old to be emotionally mature because they're not. They have underdeveloped brains. It's science.
You better work at it.
You can't work at it.
You're going to get it.
You can't work
at
science.
Now I'm going to get on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Of course I know what I'm talking about.
He just wants to disagree.
No, I disagree because you're wrong and you're looking at it the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
Not necessarily that your opinions are wrong, but you are looking at it the wrong way.
Oh, I completely disagree.
You can disagree. If I were in your shoes right now, I would take it as an opportunity to learn something. But you're choosing to dismiss.
Oh, my God.
And that's on you.
What would you take it as an opportunity to learn?
I just explained everything.
Did you get any of it?
I didn't learn anything.
Well, exactly. That should tell you a lot, especially not about Duda, because I don't know the last time he learned. But you.
Now, see, I'd backhand him.
Nah, because it doesn't, whatever. He's me. I disagree with him.
You know
so
what?
He can have his own opinion. It's fine.
He just threw out a mean thing at you like they do on social media, and then he chuckled over it.
Right, but I'm sitting here next to him.
Which I appreciate. That's why I can handle it. It's not a big deal if you're sitting
across. Well, you could handle it if somebody said it on social media.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't listen to it.
Right.
That's the difference. Could care less.
But you're a rare.
I would probably go by that, or I wouldn't even read it. Whatever.
I see Jeff's point. I'm just saying this is an opportunity now for you college athletes to grow up a little bit.
You got to do it sometime.
They
Might
will
as well start now.
They will when
now's
it's
now's the time.
When it's psychologically and biologically
when are they,
possible.
When is it actually possible? When does a human actually can get to that point?
Your brain is fully developed by about age 25. And for you to just expect somebody to be emotionally and socially mature because they're getting berated online.
Where's your doctor?
Grow up.
Are you a doctor?
Mm. I don't know, man.
See that you're whatever.
I mean, some people, it's different for everybody.
I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, this new generation, oh, I love how they act, and I love that they're all on social media, and TikTok is going to give them everything they need in the world. But I also know they're hooked.
It's an entirely different
just
discussion.
As much as you're hooked
if
on
you're
Twitter.
Playing, if you're playing college sports at this high level, and they're not trying to help you deal with negative social media, and they're not preparing you for it, and you don't get prepared for it, that's on you. 869-1240.
So what age?
That was a mic drop. There's nothing for you to say.
So the minute...
There's nothing else for you to say.
Yes, because...
Shocker's last night.
Hold on. At what age should you just be like, okay, I'm good now?
When you're in college athletics.
So not at 17 or 16.
Sometimes you got to grow up sooner than later.
Yeah.
But it's not growing up. Growing up about, this guy's F-bombing me online. I better grow up and be a man.
You better deal with it.
At 18, do you have to grow up a little quicker than 25?
Yeah, but that's different from being crushed on social media by idiots.
We're talking about growing up.
Right, but if I had a kid at 18,
if you're in a college athletics program and you're not preparing your athletes for this, then shame on you.
So would you say that?
Shockers
hold
last
on.
Night,
no, we're not done with this
right now.
We're not done with this. So if they were being physically attacked, would you tell them grow up, be a man, and be tough? What's different?
Well, they're not being physically.
But if they
attacked.
Were, would you say that?
But they're not.
But would you say that?
But they're not.
Would
Missouri,
you say
Kansas
that?
Kansas City last night.
No, stop. This
no,
is
I don't
the conversation
wanna,
we're having.
That's ridiculous. I'm not playing hypothetical.
I'm asking, what,
I'm not
going
doing
somewhere
that.
With
not
this.
Not going there.
Duda, if they were being physically attacked, would
not
you tell them
there.
To grow up?
Well, in my sport, if you were being physically attacked, you needed to grow up. Well,
we're not,
not talking
there.
About
all the time.
In sports.
Well, we're talking about a sports team, weren't we?
Right. I get you, dudes. Perfect answer.
You guys are so one-dimensional. It's just...
Yeah, we're pretty dumb.
Kinda, yeah.
Thank you for coming in and enlightening us.
Just no growth mindset at all.
My brain's not fully developed.
Well, it's underdeveloped. It
no
may have been at one point,
it.
But you've lost some on your
absolutely.
Fastball.
Absolutely. I where am I?
That's all you got. That's all you got.
Yeah.
You can't have a real conversation.
No, I'm not having a real. I'm not going to answer hypotheticals.
I was going somewhere with it.
You
and the obvious
you know
answer,
where you're going with it? Straight into the dumpster.
No, and the obvious answer was no, you wouldn't tell them to grow up if they were being physically attacked, and emotional attacks also hurt.
If you listen to them.
Well,
and depending,
if you choose to get punched in the face.
But again, it's up to the college athletic programs and departments to prepare these athletes.
And I hope they are.
This isn't, come on. Call it, man, are you kidding me? I covered Wichita State in the 90s basketball when they were awful. Now, there was no Twitter or Facebook, but there were forums and ways.
No, there weren't.
And ways to read. You don't think those people.
Forums on what in 1990?
You don't think those kids heard it from fans?
Probably.
Come on. And they're some of the toughest people I know. One
but
of them
the
got
reason
into
why
pro wrestling, the Big Show.
Right, he's awesome.
You think he hurt? You think he cared?
Probably, because he was a kid once
now
too.
Now you've ruined my segment.
We have a whole
next
other
time when you're going to be here at 3. Get here at 3.
There's a reason why college.
No, we're done.
There's
we'll
a reason
a
why college
now.
Is still school because you're there to learn. You are not fully educationally, emotionally, psychologically developed.
Were you in your 10th year?
Nope. Were you?
You should have been hard boiled as much money as I paid for you to go to college.
Well, you're welcome.
My God.
That was nice.
Aren't you glad you're sitting here now seeing it pay off with someone with a reasoned, nuanced take about things?
A reasoned, nuanced take.
These idiots should just take it on the chin and laugh.
I think it's great.
Did we ever say take it on the chin and laugh?
You might as well have.
No.
We said that if you're not prepared to be a college athlete in 2024, mostly in men's basketball and football, if you're not prepared for that, then you need to get prepared for that because it's a new world in many ways.
Even you admitted they need help to do that.
Right. I said that.
Right.
So, several times.
Exactly.
I said it in the segment.
It's not something
where you weren't here.
It's not.
Where Mr. Brain Power wasn't here yet.
The K-State athlete.
Remember that?
Yes. The K-State athlete is not going to go on social media, see them getting crushed and say, well, they did say I should grow up, so this doesn't affect me. Bye. It's not how it works.
No, don't say anything. Just don't read it.
Don't say anything. Don't read it.
You guys didn't listen to everything I just said in the last
one. No, I tuned you out.
I know.
Honestly, and so did Duda.
Did you just have a segment? I don't remember it.
Mike Furchess will join us, and I'm sure it'll be a 3-on-1 situation.
Well, we'll see.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a 300 on it. How many listeners do we have?
Mike will be probably, because Mike likes to be on Jeff's side a lot of times.
Sometimes.
Things, so we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what he says.
All right, we are joined by Mike Furchess on the hotline, the IHOP hotline. Mike, hello, welcome. Christmas is just around the corner. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Enjoying a day off and then going to hit it hard until Christmas Eve. So enjoying.
Do you want to weigh in on the previous debate about the maturity of college athletes?
There's a few things I'd say. One is parents can be parents. And we don't have to let children have access to all the things that they have access to. The social dilemma should open the documentary, The Social Dilemma, should open our eyes about the dangers of social media. And I know that I'm on it a lot. I'm on there for a reason. It's a part of what I do as far as my ministry or my vocation. Sometimes I get off track. But The Social Dilemma, if you've not seen that documentary on Netflix, it needs to be seen. When the originators of much of social media do not let their children access it, that tells us of the potential dangers. I really admire Jason because he's not on it. And so there comes a point in time, I think, that parents have to take control, and I don't think it's all that good. So I'll leave it there.
I think that's a great answer, but really what I was looking for is that are you on my side and Jason's side?
Oh, yours and Duda's for sure. Love Jeff to death, but I think you're right.
There you go.
Shut up.
Might be like 3,000.
Well, now we tell him to shut up.
No, I was telling you to shut up, I think. I don't know.
Mike Furchess with us. Let's get into
sometimes he just says
culture.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Because it feels good.
Yeah. Let's be nice on social media, but Mike, you shut up.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, he wouldn't be nice to me.
See, there it is right there.
It's just all about the likes.
That's so,
no, here we go. Mike, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Yellowstone. The series finale aired Sunday night. I thought overall it was pretty good. There's aspects to it that I thought they wrapped things up well. But I'm going to tell you, it came to me during that episode, and really before that, that the character Beth is my least favorite character in the history of television.
Then she's doing her job.
Can't stand her.
I think she's great.
You would.
I do. She's great. She's great in the show.
Mike?
Sure. I agree with Jason. For what she does, I mean, she does a good job at portraying the character. And you know, it seems like we both have made...
There is nobody in the world like her.
Well, I don't know. I know there's a lot of guys that really respect her.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, Bob.
There's some tough women out there, and, you know, to their credit.
Let's say you went on a date, and you happened to be on a date with Beth, and she said, I had a good time. Can we go out again? What would your answer be?
Sure.
You idiot.
Yes,
what's it supposed to be?
Yeah, what is it supposed to be?
I don't know.
What point are you making?
If I enjoyed it, then why wouldn't I say yes? Why? Because she's crude to the point, says what's on her mind, and this is the way it is?
Speeds around in that car.
Oh, so that makes her a bad person.
High octane all the time.
You'd rather someone lie to you and say, "Oh, you were the greatest. Yeah, I'd love to go," and then never hear from you again.
My wife did.
So yes, he would. He does.
Okay,
prefer.
There you go.
All right, enough of. I guess enough of that, since you guys are teaming up against me.
Oh,
man, I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Grow up, man. Don't worry about what other people say.
Bob, there's something.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yellowstone. Something to throw out. It may not be over. There's negotiations right now with Kelly Riley and her head of, what's his name, Rip, to do a season 6. They're in discussions for that right now.
It'd be more of a spinoff, though, right?
Yes. It would be more of a spinoff of featuring Beth and Rip. And there's not much left. Besides, there's not much left that can be offered, but...
Who can I write to try to keep that from happening?
I don't know. I like Rip, too.
Rip is...
Yeah.
He's a cowboy. Figure it out.
He gets walked over.
I'd love for you to say that to him if he was sitting
there. You know what? I will.
You would not. You would not.
Does he get walked over? And I haven't watched the show, so...
He doesn't get walked over.
Or is he secure enough to let his woman have a little bit of a voice?
Exactly. Because he takes care of everything else without getting walked over.
Well, what a couple of guys you are.
Well, I'm with Jeff on this one. So
who are you with on this one, Mike?
I'm with Jeff and you on this.
Yeah, there you go.
Well.
You can't win.
So.
So there was there's a movie out or was recently out, and I'm having trouble finding it. It sounded like exactly the kind of movie I'd want to go to. And I guess it's already gone. I don't even see it anymore, and I can't remember the name of it, which is ridiculous. Oh, here it is. It's called The Order. Do you know anything about this movie? And we talked briefly about it. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. We did speak briefly about it, and it's one that I like to see. But, you know, I'm with you. It seems like it played a week, and then it was gone, which is kind of hard in today's culture.
Well, it's still here, but it's only showing once. What movie have you seen recently?
Well, I saw Wicked recently. I've been watching some Netflix, and La Palma was one that it's getting kind of raked over the coals by some critics, but I actually kind of enjoyed it. It's kind of a throwback to the old tragedy disaster movie, and it's a 3-part series on Netflix, and I actually kind of enjoyed that. So, and then have some plans to go see some of these that are coming out as well, some of the newer ones.
What about Carry On, the Netflix movie with Jason Bateman? Have you seen it?
I've not seen that one yet. It's on my queue to watch this weekend.
Duda, have you seen it?
No, I saw it on there the other day. We've been watching Landman.
I hear that's just great.
It is.
It's not great.
If Billy Bob doesn't get a nomination for that, I'll be shocked. Because I think he's fantastic in it.
Now, one of the criticisms it's received, and Mike, I don't know if you've heard this criticism, but I've read it a couple of times, is that it has a kind of a misogynistic bent to it, that the women are not treated well in that show. Is that a fact?
Is this the same guy?
It's a show.
I would say it plays it both ways, Bob's, in that there's some strong female characters in it, and there's some other characters in it that are kind of what I would call Southern Belle ditzy kind of ladies, but they do have some strong women in the show as well. So I think it's fair in how it plays it both ways. And I agree with Jason. Billy Bob is just fantastic, I think, in this role.
Well, I may delve in.
I think it's good. My wife and I watched a couple last night, and we're like, yeah, we like this one. So
well, there you go.
There
Beth,
you have it.
Beth isn't in it, right?
Oh, if she was, she could be in this one. Could you imagine if she was the lawyer
in
this?
Any self-awareness whatsoever? Yeah. Oh, I hate this strong woman character. Oh, there's criticism that this show is misogynistic. Can you speak to that?
It's not that she's a strong woman. It's that she's an irritating woman.
What's irritating about her?
Oh, my God.
She says and does what she wants.
She's just always
that is basically it.
She's just always on the attack. Just never
I think you see a little bit of yourself in this person. And
here's Mr. Psychologist. We're going to change the name of the show to Bob's on the Couch with His Son.
When someone holds up
that
a mirror.
Sounded weird, but
when someone holds up a mirror to you, it's not always a flattering look.
Mike, your thoughts on that ridiculous statement by Jeff?
I'll stay out of this one. There's a time to hold them and a time to fold them, and I'm folding on this one. I'm not getting involved.
That's probably fair.
That's okay, I guess.
I've watched a couple episodes of No Good Deed. Thought it was good, not great, but for some reason the TV like turned off itself, so I stopped watching. But I'm like, I got to keep watching these.
The TV turned off itself.
Yeah, it did.
Go back to that for a minute.
Our TV's old, so it does stuff like that.
So your TV doesn't work anymore?
No, it works. It just sometimes turns off or resets or escapes the app that I'm trying to use, and it just happens. And it was like 9 o'clock.
And yet you're out here doling out advice to me. I got three TVs that never stop working.
Does that make you qualified to give advice? I'm not sure if that's what it is or not. But you should watch that show, Mike, if you haven't.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on checking that one out. Jeff, I think you said something to me about that once before. So I want to know what Bob's thoughts are on the re-release of Dexter. They're coming back with the new Dexter series.
Oh, God.
I'm going to watch it this evening or tomorrow. What do you think of the first episode? I watched about 15 minutes of it, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah. Dexter's one of those characters. I don't know if I like it or if I'm just that I like the genre, you know. There's a lot to be disappointed about, a lot to not like, but I find myself liking it. You know, maybe I need to sit down on that couch with Jeff. I don't know.
Well, you and all of you can use some free therapy.
Well, I'd be the therapist because
you would.
Yeah, you guys couldn't do it.
Well, I look forward to watching this prequel, really, to Dexter about his childhood. I'm into it. I'm okay. My wife doesn't want to watch it.
Good.
She's seen enough of Dexter. Ever since she's watched Yellowstone. She's got a little Beth in her. I'm having trouble convincing her to watch the shows that
good
I'd like
for
her to watch.
Her.
Maybe I'll fall in love with my sister.
Oh, there's Jeff doing Bob Huggins as Dexter.
I don't know.
Mike, we love you. Next time, if we do this next week, well, next week is Christmas, but maybe we'll have a day where you come over and all of us are having fun here.
That would be
on the couch.
I'll be up in Chicago next week, but I will definitely look forward to it when we can.
Well, have a good trip, and Merry Christmas, and thank you for everything.
You as well, Bob. Jeff, dude, you as well.
Right. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
There you go. Jeff kind of ran all over that segment.
I did?
That how? Just because he disagreed with you? But agreed with the rest of the group?
Yeah.
And it wasn't on your side.
Wasn't a good moment for him.
I thought I did great.
Here's what's happening now. I'm going to drop the mic, which I've done several times on this show in a symbolic way.
Very triumphant.
And I will be back tomorrow. We'll turn it over to Jeff and Jason for hour number two. If you want to continue to listen, they're on until 3:40 today when we give way to Shocker Women's Basketball. They're out on the West Coast, I believe, playing Cal State Bakersfield. Game you don't want to miss.
Interesting.
What do you mean interesting? It is
Route
interesting.
66, right?
There you go.
Am I right?
All right. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow. The show will be back after this.